obviously there's a lot of hand wringing going on around over the offense. I know you said on Saturday you weren't too happy with the way the defense played. There's still room for improvement. Where do you guys need to get better?
Oh, I mean, I think in all phases of the game, you obviously get better each and every week, no matter how you perform, whether good or bad. I don't think we performed poorly. I just don't think we executed at certain times. And more importantly, I don't think we got the field when we should have, especially in particular on third down. So, but, that's why it's preseason. You work to get better. You work to gel together and fix all the mistakes that you possibly can before the season starts.
Antrell, I know the rules are the rules that you have to play within the confines of them, but how much of an adjustment has it been, especially for the DBs, to kind of, change up what you've been doing all these years, especially someone in your case who's been in the league for so long? How hard has that been to adjust to get within the parameters of the rules?
Well, I think it'll be more of a struggle mentally than physically. Once you understand that right now that there is a very, very fine line as to what they allow, what they won't allow. And, you just have to work it. You're going to get the calls from time to time, but that's where you're going to understand and know, how far you can push it. But for the most part, you just have to go out there and just play technique, rely on your technique, and just trust the guy beside you.
Does the technique change, though?
The technique does change, at a point where maybe you can't be as physical or maybe even feel the receivers as much. I mean, I think it's already an offensive league. I guess now they want to see more points scored than ever. But I guess you just got to go out there and just make the best of it. You can't let it offset your game, especially throughout the course of the season.
You knew, obviously, that the rules changes were coming. But with that said, have you studied more? What have you done to kind of adjust for that?
I mean, for me personally, I haven't done anything at all, to make the adjustment. I feel like they're going to call. And, whatever I get away with. So I'm not going to let it alter my game at all. If they happen to make the call, we line up and play again.
How do you guys get by without Prince if he's going to miss some time here?
I'm not even sure, what's going on with Prince. So I can't really go in on that too deep. But we have guys that's willing to step in and handle the game, if Prince can't go or handle whatever role it is for them. Required for them to play at the moment. So hopefully, he'll be back with us in no time. I mean, Prince has been doing a phenomenal job here at camp and throughout the course of this preseason. So, hopefully it's minor. I don't even know what's going on.
You guys are probably better prepared, though, to replace a starter in the secondary than you have been in previous years.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the depth we have at the cornerback position is awesome. And guys are, competing each and every day, fighting for those spots and, may the best man win. I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing who will step up next and be that dominant guy.